good evening, and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned in to KBNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm Jill Spears, your host, and I'm here with my favorite winter gardeners. Hello, Lance and Lulu.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody. I know, I can't believe I'm here.
I know, this is like our longest stint ever.
Ever. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially you joining us this year.
I know.
Lulu Bell.
Because it's just different, that's all.
It is different, and we're going to...
It's different.
We're going to keep on moving, keep on going.
Yeah, we are.
We are. And some nice weather out there. Maybe some moisture coming in this week.
Supposedly the San Juans got nailed today.
Let's hope so.
I just had a dusting. Any update.
Yeah. Just a dusting.
I had nothing. I had zip.
Zippo. Well, call us and let us know because we're live. Jeff's in the... Command center.
Yeah, he's at the helm, so don't be shy. Give us a call. Yeah, call in down there.
Yep, and we're going to be talking...
Down the road, people.
Give us a
shout. Let us know what's up.
970-527-4868-866, KVNF now. You can email worm@kvnf.org. We're going to keep going on a little bit of seed saving talk and wherever that might lead us. And
we got
you certainly can call with whatever questions you have. So we have the book. This week you brought in The Seed Garden, which is the book from your...
from the class that we had.
The nine-month class.
Yeah, nine-month class.
And in 2019.
This is actually from Seed Savers Exchange,
See, that's what I've got. I've got that somewhere, too.
Savers Exchange, and they only deal with open-pollinated heirloom seeds. And you can get their just regular seed catalog. If you become a member, there's a little bit more you have access to. And if you're a listed member, because they put out another catalog, and it's for the members that are listing seeds that they have had. And that catalog, who gets first choice is listed members, obviously, has, I think, 15,000 varieties of plants, seed plants.
Oh, my gosh.
And they even have stone fruit in it. In other words, peaches, apricots. And Aunt Petu was him and four other guys had the most in there of anybody else.
In the Seed Saver Exchange.
In that catalog.
Yeah,
of course,
your friend that's...
Yeah, deceased
yeah,
now.
Deceased, but, we talked yeah. about... can you just say, tell what's heirloom seed? Because we're going to be talking about
Heirloom seeds and open pollinated seeds are really the same thing, except heirlooms have been around for 50 to 100 years or more.
Okay. Heirlooms came from your great-great-grandmother's gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody went up into the attic and found a package of seeds and said, hey, I wonder what these are.
Right.
You know, and then it started to really get to be a trend.
Yeah, another thing was they realized, especially the founders of Seed Saver Exchange, was that they were losing tremendous amount of varieties of food crops.
Right.
You know, I think it's at this point it's 90% of our original food crops are gone.
Right. Like there used to be, 200 types of potatoes, and now there's basically, I don't know, 10 that are grown.
Right, just varietal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The local seed company, he was dealing with about 100 at his height. I don't know where that's all gone now. No, he wasn't donating to Seed Savers Exchange. He actually, right there in Eckerd, had... And his family, I think they had growers in San Luis Valley.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they were dealing with about 100.
Oh, wow, where they were saving the seed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And regrowing itself. So it's a way to keep these old varieties going. And as we go, I remember watching a seed movie. And the Native American said something really interesting. The seed will remember.
Oh, interesting.
They will remember what they are. Mm-hmm. So, when they get in a certain situation, they will remember what to do to reproduce in that situation.
Of course they would.
Well, that's the miracle of a seed. I mean, you just look at these. I mean, some of them, as we talk about all the time are almost microscopic. They're so tiny.
Yeah. Right.
And they grow some of the most amazing, you know, like mint and
right.
oregano.
Prolific.
You know, want to know a small seed for a giant sequoia redwoods?
Oh my gosh. Think about that.
That's about the size of a poppy seed.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because I have one somewhere.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
Hey, let's check in with Sue in Ridgeway for a weather report.
Oh,
hi,
yes.
Sue.
Hi, guys. You asked for it.
Yeah, let us know.
Bring it.
We woke up to some really heavy clouds and a little skiff of snow, and then it cleared off and was sunny, and now the moon and the planets are shining bright, and it's all good. So the solar gain on the house is perfect, so we're all toasty.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good in that. Snow would be nice, too.
Yeah,
it would be nice, too. The clouds looked really promising, but I'm thinking that the San Juans probably did get hit because it was pretty heavy duty last night and today, mm-hmm. you know, early this morning up there.
All right. So, good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Thanks,
right.
Sue.
Thanks,
okay.
Sue.
She's always got
thanks, guys.
Thank
bye.
You.
Later.
Good to hear from you.
Bye.
Bye.
Can always count on her to give us the Ridgeway 411.
Yeah, chiming in. We love that.
Right?
Don't be scared, you guys. Chime in.
970-527-4868-866. KVNF Now, the seed remembers.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
I mean,
that's the miracle of a seed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's a weed or there's no such thing as a bad plant.
No, they all got some kind of purpose.
They all have purposes, yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
They might not suit your purpose. But they out there, yeah.
All right. So when we're talking about seeds and what are some of the things you need to watch for when you decide to save seeds? Like you save
all of
your seed.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you grow is from your own seed at this point. Or seed maybe somebody gives you.
Can we back just some things to look about in the catalogs?
Yeah.
We said open pollinated, which they'll abbreviate it to OP. And then hybrids, there's F1s. And after F1, there's all sorts of stuff, really things. Those are hybrids.
And a hybrid's going to be two or more parents.
Two or more parents. And when they get really evolved, there's a big, long list of initials after them. And those I would just totally avoid.
And, oh, interesting. And that'll be coded in the seed
You'll
catalog.
See it. It'll be right there in the catalog. And some of them are just what they're resistant to, you know.
Oh, all the viruses and mosaics and funguses.
Yeah.
Not mosaics. What do I mean? You know, those things.
Fungus, bacteria.
Funguses and bacteria and all those.
But the other one that is a legal thing is the plant varietal protection. And it will say PVP. And that means that plant seed has been patented. And you cannot legally reproduce it because there's everything patented is somebody who owns that patent, and they're the only one that has the right to redo it, or they can license somebody to do it.
Or they genetically modify it so that you can't redo it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. So anyways, you have to be careful. You'll see what's there. And sometimes the patent, the plant varietal protection, is just the color.
Oh, really?
And it might be they've made it disease resistant. So it's the process and how they made it disease resistant.
Mm-hmm.
And the GMO crops are, what they're really patenting is the process to make them GMOs.
Right. And that's why they can bust you, because your whatever you're growing will have the exact genetic makeup of the
GMO.
Seed that they genetically modified.
So that's what
it's
they're
clear.
They're not saying
comparison.
They're not trying to say anything about the crop. It's like you're reproducing their thing that's patented.
Right.
Right.
Know.
They went all through all the trouble to splice these genes into a Right. Don't even go there.
We'll get back to that. But we're going to check in with Tim from Paonia here. Hi, Tim.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
What's happening?
Good. I just had to chime in on, you were talking about the potato guy from Eckert.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to chime in on that because I moved here about 6 years ago and I was looking for potato seeds and it was hard to find it, different varieties. And so somebody steered me towards him in Eckert, and he's since passed and apparently we can't say his name or whatever. But anyway, he was amazing. He had so many potato varieties. And he was an advocate of you can heal yourself with food, okay? Mm-hmm. And he had arthritis so bad he couldn't even walk.
Wow.
He had arthritis so bad that he couldn't walk. And he healed him.
Wow. He got better from it.
Food
wow.
choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
good from food.
Yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Now
from feeding himself.
So if I'm just going to throw this out there, just for sea potato people, there is a company called Grand Teton Organics. It's out of Idaho Falls, and I bet you there's 50 to 70 varieties of potatoes there.
Oh,
so
okay.
go look at that, Grand Teton Organics.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I've been looking for somebody else because when their company closed.
Yep. When you look at the catalog, the price per pound looks expensive, but there's no shipping.
Oh, well, but it's well worth it.
You're getting potatoes. Yeah.
Right.
So I just want to, give a heads up. There are some other places because we lost our local guy.
No, it's hard to find them locally. I remember this spring, I couldn't find them anywhere. You couldn't go to any of the local stores. None of them would have.
I ordered early, and I ended up selling some or giving away some to friends because I said they couldn't find it. They had the exact same story, they couldn't find certain varieties they were looking for, and I just happened to have some of them.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I just want to say that guy was awesome. The potato guy was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And he'd give anybody a tour of all the stuff he was doing.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely. And he would climb up the bins. I mean, he had arthritis so bad. And then he was climbing up the bin. I'm like, oh, come on, don't get up there. He's like, no, I want to show you.
Yeah.
Passionate about potatoes, right?
Verlin Rocky.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
thank you.
Verlin Rocky. Oh, my God. Rest in peace. I love that guy.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much, and thank you for sharing that. Can you put that on the website, maybe, where we can get those potatoes?
Well, somebody can.
Yeah, we will.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah, you could probably do that. Thank you, guys. I love this show. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. It's good to hear from you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for that, Lance. There's a lot of good potatoes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Idaho.
Honey.
970-527-4868-866-KVNF now. And Marty here in Paonia is on the line tonight. Hi, Marty.
Hello.
Hi.
What's happening?
Hang on. I got to turn this down. Lulu, I've known you. You learned my kids how to ski in.
Oh, Marty, how are you?
Yeah. We go away.
Got it.
Okay, and we're both going up in Paonia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what's going on for me. I live right across the street from the parking lot of Town Hall and the police station. And I've got a slope coming down that drops very quickly. I've spent years getting rid of all this dead debris that blocked the view. In the summer or spring, there's this beautiful bright green thing that, grows along my slope. It's only about an inch or two, long. But it's beautiful. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out what to do with this slope. Yeah, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you come out of the parking lot behind the police station towards Maine and you turn left or right, my house is right there.
Yeah.
So I would like to beautify it. I would like to see us beautify the canal, the ditch, mm-hmm. okay, that is going along there, and I know my neighbor would like to. So what can I do to beautify it?
Great question.
Wow, that's a great question. Yeah. It's a bit shady, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They cut down the big, tall elms across the street from me, so there's a lot more sun coming on now. But my yard has a few big elms. They've been a problem for years.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are gone, you know, because when I talk to the town, they say they consider elms a noxious weed.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to laugh.
You can do that.
Well, I'm glad you're laughing because I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's the amount of time and energy and money I've spent in cleaning my yard of these elms that is falling down all over the place.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Anyway, so my question is about the slope.
The slope. Okay. You want a ground cover?
Main Street.
How about strawberries?
Ooh. What should I do?
How about ground cover or strawberries to start off?
That might work.
You know, there's other ground covers. There's Vinca.
Vinca's the hardy.
Myrtle.
There's, Ajuga, purple leaf with the little blue flowers.
Yep.
I'm going to have – you guys have to be in touch with me because I do drink a bit. And I won't remember a single thing you said right now.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, that's
you know easy. Now.
That's
that
easy.
I want to that slope, you know, that comes down from Main Street to my house. It deserves better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to meditate on that.
I mean, there's some shrubs also.
Yeah,
they won't produce as much.
I was thinking rose bushes.
Don't do rose bushes.
I cleaned up so much. I have no idea how much dead debris was in that slope when I moved
in
this house.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
How about currants?
It was mythical.
The golden currants.
But it's all gone. Took care of my neighbor's dead debris. And I want to beautify the town. So you guys think on it.
I'm gonna go back there and really scope it out. It's so funny that you are talking about this because I was just looking in this today and going, you know, there's so many fruiting bushes. Oh, Nanking cherry.
Nanking cherry would go good.
Yeah, it would go great in there. It can take everything, and you know, elderberry.
I'm gonna come look at it. Yeah, I wouldn't do choke cherries just because they can be quite invasive.
Oh, they get so invasive.
So we don't want to do those.
No. But but I'm going to come look at it so I can refresh my memory.
Please do.
Okay,
we go back a long ways.
Yes, we do. You know what else, too? Look at, what about that? Hops.
Uh-huh.
Hops.
All right, these are trellis. Put it on the trunk of the trees.
My front yard. I've spent... You have no idea.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Like your health strip.
I was there, and I took down a lot of trees in my yard. I don't like elms that much. I really don't. But they seem to be the favorite teen tree of the town. Anyway,
all right.
I'm glad I talked to you guys.
Okay, right. Thanks, Marty.
Give me some suggestions, okay?
Thanks.
Okay,
you bet.
We're gonna do it. I'm gonna slither by there and check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, both of you can.
All right.
I want to beautify the town. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Marty,
thanks for calling
awesome.
In.
You know, I was thinking one other thing. Our ground cover, Lily of the Valley.
Oh, God, I love
Lily. And then watch shade.
Yeah.
So.
Lilies of the Valley. I mean, there's it's tricky, though. You know, I mean, it's the same old thing. You have shade, you have, you know, it's steep. Mm-hmm. It's really steep.
Steep, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that soil's probably compacted.
Who knows what's in there. There was a lot of brush and stuff, so there's a chance that...
There might be a lot of leaf mold.
Yeah, that there's not so, you know...
Which is
that
good.
Which mm-hmm. is great, mm-hmm. yeah. But I have to go over and really look at it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go put my eyeball right on it. Well, not right on it, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
leave my eyeballs in my head and go over there and check it out. Because I'm having a hard time just exactly visualizing.
You'll see it and you'll know exactly what to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I'll have a better idea, but, you know, who knows what's going to work.
There you go.
You never know.
All right, 970-527-4868, 866 KVNF now. You can email worm@kvnf.org. And we didn't have all our books here tonight, but I will send that email out.
Yeah, I'll get those labels or names of those books,
right.
titles.
All your resources
yeah.
that you're using.
There's so many out there. I mean, mm-hmm.
What do you have, a Gurney's seed catalog?
I've got a Gurney's, and I've got the Baker Creek of heirloom seeds. And I like Baker Creek because they have the stuff that's a little more unique-ish.
Uh-huh.
You know, when was the last time you saw anybody with Spilanthes seeds?
Spilanthe?
Yeah, Spilanthes.
You'll have fun if you ever taste that one.
Oh, gosh,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
What, yeah.
What's...
It's called, its nickname is toothache leaf.
Yeah, if you have a toothache, that's what you... Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it...
Has a, what?
It's very analgesic. You know what else does that? Is cow parsnip.
Okay.
We'll do it if you're out in the woods and you got a toothache. You find some cow parsnip, but make sure you know what cow parsnip is and you don't screw up and do something like
some other kind of parsnip.
Yeah, or heirloom, hemlock. Because then you won't feel too good.
Yeah. Well, there's another reason to grow some things medicinal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, and Spilanthes, I always heard that it was good for everything, like flu. Antibacterial, antifungal, you know, one of those little miracle
right.
things.
That'd be fun just to grow something like that each year and see what you get.
Yeah.
You never know.
I grew it once, or more than once, actually, but it grows really well under tomatoes.
Oh.
Go figure.
Yeah.
You know?
There's another companion plant.
It was under this bush mm-hmm. of this plant, and I, what the hell is this? And I couldn't even remember putting it there, and then I did when I saw it, and I finally recognized it. I went,
okay.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Cool.
All right, it is Barry in Uray on the line. Hi, Barry.
Hey. Hi. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I was, when you mentioned seeds earlier, you know, I have sunflowers and sunflower seeds. And I got a lot of nuthatches, and they come and drink water during the day. And I just wanted to mention that I had this little nuthatch that had an abscess in her cheek. And she was, nuthatches usually just come and take one seed and drink some water and fly away.
Right.
But this little bird was sitting there pecking away, and it couldn't do anything. I took a closer look, and it had an abscess, and it was trying to get food. So,
oh my!
I just talking about seeds. I just
wonder if she had a seed pot in there or something. Or
I know
like
she
a little,
did.
Yeah,
I felt so bad for her. It took me 2 days, and I felt so bad for this bird, but. Anyways, I crushed up some cashews and put them on the railing, and she ate and got healthy.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yay.
Protein.
Right. We love that. Nice.
Right. I mean, she was starving, man. I felt so bad for that bird. And so Sue Hirschman from the Uray Plain Dealer does the Uray, the bird. She's the bird brain. And she recommended putting nuts out for them. They're mm-hmm. called nut hatches for a bird brain reason.
For a reason.
Anyway,
there you go.
So, yeah, the seed thing got me thinking. I'm sorry, not talking. So
I won't talk anymore. Love you guys.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Barry. Thanks for saving the birds.
Thanks for chiming in.
Save the birds.
Yeah, and see, that's where I was thinking too, with Marty's problem back there, and in the whole town. You know, if we supported more of the bird life.
Absolutely.
You know, it would be, and it's so easy to do with berry bushes and maybe not so much with nuts, but like the sunflowers, you know, the seeds of the sunflowers are major, and thistle and all, just
absolutely.
There's so many.
There's been some birds coming through already.
I mean, there has.
Catch a little song out the window.
Yes.
And
I was walking on my walk a couple of nights ago, and sure enough, I heard a robin, and I went, wait a minute. And then I saw it. And
No kidding.
Yeah. There's a few around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them overwinter, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
I do think some robins
do. They figured it out. Lady J is in there. She's coming on next, and she's shaking her head going, yep. So, that's the thing. We have to support as much life as we can at this point, because everything is struggling.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Everything. And
little pollinator garden.
Yeah. And just support as much as you can, because with the climate change, usually it happens over, you know, a bazillion years, and everything has a chance to adapt before they die. But now it's happening so fast that so many creatures, you know, tiny bugs and insects and everything are really struggling.
Yeah.
And we need to appreciate that. We need to appreciate all life.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're all connected, I mean.
Because it's all part and parcel.
All one.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
it is.
And yeah, so do your best.
Exactly.
Throw away your pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, and...
And plant a garden. Turn off the TV and build a garden. I saw that on an album cover.
That's what you said.
I was looking through album covers the other night.
That's what you said.
Remember when you used to just like look through them and just look at them over and over and over?
Yeah. I always liked the Let It Bleed album, because on the back it says, this album should be played loud.
There you go.
I thought, yeah, buddy, turn it up.
There you go.
There you have it.
Well, I'm going to give the numbers just because we do have time for another call. 970-527-4868-866 KBNF now.
There you go. Or you can email us. But we might not get to it tonight. But you can email us and you can, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the cooker.
Mm-hmm. We'll put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were talking about the PVP, Patinal Varietal Protection, which means you've got a hybrid of some sort. But you can do your own hybrids if you grow your own.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. People have made fortunes doing their own hybrids.
And you get something you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, those hybrids, if you're willing to work with them, they they're already adapted to the area because they've hybrid it.
Right. And and hybrid is so different from GMO.
Yeah.
Because it's taking the natural genetics of the plant and selecting for genetics that you particularly supporting.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we go, we're going to check in with Jane on the phone.
Yeah.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. This is another quick one. I appreciate that last caller that talked about pollinators. I would encourage you to have a segment of one of your programs focused on pollinators. There's so much butterflies, bees. So many. It's so interesting.
That's a great idea.
And so I would love to have a program like that.
Thank you, Jane. Stay on for just a moment. There is a man that I've asked several times to come on. And I'll recontact him. I have his phone number. And he planted a actual whole pasture type thing into pollinator gardens that the cattle and livestock could still be out there too. So I'll get a hold of him and we'll do that in the near future.
Yeah, we're kind of limited on guests right now.
Yeah.
We can't have guests, but we can have them call up.
Right.
That'd be great.
That's great.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jane.
That.
That's a great idea.
Great feedback. Yeah, that would be fun. Great to think about that kind of thing in a garden.
Yeah, it's really fun to
see. So much for getting a lot of seed talk. But we had a, you never know where it's going to go. Lots of great questions.
Yeah, exactly. We still got some good seed talking too. Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
Yep.
So
and I'll bring those books in or whatever.
Okay. And thank you for this book. It's outstanding. Just
Seed Garden.
The pictures are fabulous. The Seed Garden. Oh boy.
And that's the one from Seed Samers Exchange. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so we will be back next Tuesday. It's Lady J coming up with One Woman's Perspective next. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
Okay, have a good evening out there.
Good night, everybody. Be kind to each other, especially tomorrow. Sorry, I had to just slip it in there. I gotta get that I love so. Oh, little low and low. Oh, little low and low.